So here's what I want to talk about today. I was actually working with someone this morning on a problem, and we kept coming back to she has weighed in, and I think this happens very frequently with all of you. So she had weighed in and she'd lost a pound. Earlier in the week, because she weighs daily, she had lost a little bit more, and so the scale is kind of going up, but she was still down an overall pound. And she was like in the dumps about it. She, in her mind, she might as well have like gained weight at this point. And I pointed out to her, I said, you do know that our only fact here is that you've lost a pound and that the scale was down a little bit more earlier in the week, but it's trending and it's trending down. And she said, well, when you say it like that, it makes sense. But I'm just telling you that I really think that there's a problem. And I said, oh, there's a problem. And it's in between your ears. I was like, your brain is on the hunt that something must be wrong. Guys, whenever I hear this kind of stuff, when you guys are actually making progress, but you are finding problems in your progress, when you are saying, yeah, but like blah, 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 blah. It's always like a red flag to me that something at your core is out of alignment. So that probably means you're white knuckling some of your weight loss. It doesn't mean you're like white knuckling urges and things like that, but I'm talking about you are losing weight and not enjoying it. That's a problem. You need to learn how to lose weight in a way that is going to keep you moving forward. The best way to keep moving forward is to disallow yourself from negating progress. Now, a lot of times I'm talking to you guys about when you're making mistakes and stuff, but I want to talk about the other side, which is just as important. Because if you are making progress, you have to own progress. You have to quit looking for problems. Stop looking for problems. In fact, I would probably challenge all of you, regardless, every fucking day, you need to start your food plan or you need to end your assessment, whatever you're doing. You gotta find the thing that went right for the day first. And then if you want to have a shit show in your brain after that, have at it. But your brain is never going to learn how to figure out what's real and what's not until you get really good at pointing it in the positive direction. If your brain typically tears you apart, tears apart your results, tears apart your progress and stuff first, it's eventually going, you're going to break under the load. You cannot be doing that. So here's what I want you to think about. When this is happening, you need to ask yourself, why am I afraid to just believe that this is all working out? Most of the time, it's because we're so terrified we're going to be disappointed, which also signals that you think you're going to fail at some point. And that is what you want to work on. You need to just start telling yourself, like, here's my thing. I'm like, guys, what is the worst thing that happens that if you just believe everything is going to be a signal of where you need to go next in order to lose every ounce of your weight? Here's the things that can happen. Number one, rather than being in fear the entire time that you won't lose your weight, you might actually get to enjoy it some. Number two, you might not lose some weight. You might like gain a little before you start losing. But along that process, you were learning. You were teaching your brain how to be future focused. You weren't teaching your brain how to dwell, how to be afraid. You also learn how to be disappointed and use your disappointment to trigger you to assess instead of beat down and eat. Like, I am not saying that when you are believing in your weight loss all in, like, I don't give a fuck. You know what I am? I am all in on this. I'm going to believe, even if I'm face down in a bench all weekend, I'm still going to wake up believing each day I will figure this out. No matter what. The worst that happens, guys, is that you have moments where you're disappointed. Maybe you're not getting the exact result you anticipate, But the best thing that happens is you learn how to keep showing up anyway. And so when you're like, when you weigh in, y'all, and when you have like, I just want you to like notice that if you're having positive things happening, if your brain's pulling it apart, I really want you to stop. A lot of you be like, but I want to know why I do it. And I'm so pissed that I do it. I'm like, waste of time. Waste of time. I don't give a shit why you do it. If you want to, like, here's the thing. If you want to go back to your past and you want to dig around in there and figure out, okay, the reason why I pull myself apart is because so-and-so, when I was 5 years old, said this to me. That's fine. But guess what? You only get to play in your past and dig in your past if you're going to use it to prepare, propel you forward. You don't get to go to your past if you're going to use it against yourself. Using it against yourself means that you're going to blame, like, it's his fault. That's why I am the way I am today. That doesn't work. Because if his fault, then he's got to come back and fix it. You have to fix you. If you're going to go back and make that the why you're a helpless victim today, no. You don't get to go back and find out why. You only get to go back to find out why to be like, oh, this all makes sense. Why I think these things now. So now I need to work on that. Because if that kickstarted it, I need to be the person kickstarting a new fucking way to think. And that's going to have to happen. And that is all on you. That is not on what happened in your past. How you show up today, it's all about your own responsibility. And that means, like, guys, when you are like, you need to work harder at finding your progress. You guys work so hard at finding reasons or things to hang on to as to why you're not going to succeed. Like, you need to find your evidence that you are. That all starts in your brain. So when you sit, here's Carly. I sat in the pity city for a hot second. I like pity city. This morning when I was down a pound. Then I assessed my week and realized I was only on plan 3 of the 7 days this week. Well, duh, that's why I'm down just a pound. Right, but here's the thing. It's like, yeah, and I'm down a pound because for 3 days, I did plan. God, I can't even imagine what it's going to be like next week. Rather than, guys, you have got to quit sitting around and finding fault first. Most of you wake up every morning, look in the mirror, ugh. Or you get on the scale and it's like, ugh. Or you make your food plan and you're like, ugh. Like, you're just all the time figuring out how to, like, not like your life. I think we need to spend a lot more time on really liking it. That's the option. That should be the only option. I wake up each day and I'm going to tell you, I don't roll out of bed and be like, yeah, like this. You know what I do? I wake up each day and I make a plan on how I'm going to like my life. I make a plan every day on like, how do I want to, I ask myself every day when I go to bed, how do I want to feel? Like at the end of today, I want to feel this so I can work my way to there all day long. If I don't tell my brain what we're going to feel, guess what happens? It figures out how to feel whatever the default is. And you guys have to quit spending time being upset at what your default is. Welcome to being a human. The brain wants it to not be great because if it isn't, if you're not feeling really good, guess what you're doing? You're not learning new things. You're not challenging yourself. You're not doing anything that requires a lot of work. Your brain just wants you to kick back, eat Oreos, and think that, you know, that life's over. I don't know why it's designed that way, but it sure enough is. So I just want you guys to be thinking about, like, where can I find my successes? For everybody that weighed today and you lost weight, especially for you guys, because I know I dwell a lot on, like, I sit and I preach all about mistakes and I preach about all things that are going wrong all the time because I know that's where a lot of us live. But for everybody that's having some success, like, I don't even care if it's about the scale. I just want everybody, because we don't do this enough, do me. I want you to post something I'm proud of myself for. And it gets to be anything. It does not have to be weight related. Practicing pride. practicing confidence, practicing loving yourself. Congratulations, Alicia. She hit 50 pounds today. That practicing that stuff is something we need to do. And for those of you who are always like, well, I don't want to become a braggart or whatever, it's like, you're not the kind of person I'm worried about. You going in overdrive, well, you got humility on tap. We're fine. Let me see. What am I most proud of today? Let me count the ways. Let's see. I am super proud of, well, I'll tell you one thing I'm super proud of. Last night, I had the boom boom with my husband. I am proud of that because I've been struggling lately on wanting to do it. And last night, I refused to do it and not, like I didn't want to have to go into it thinking it was a job. Like, I wanted to go into it in love. And so yesterday I played my booty jams. I played a track on Spotify. It was called Best of R&B from the 2000s. It was really good. I ran today, which, oh my God, did the earth move? Did everyone feel it? It's like, for some reason this morning I was like, I think I want to run today. And see what else? Let me name one more thing. So I love, like, do you see? All right. So I just want y'all to see the energy that changes when you are, when you talk nice to yourself, when you're looking for what's going right in your life, guys. And this is one of the things I hear very often too, is like, you think that when you say nice things about yourself, well, I don't want to just bullshit myself. I'm like, why not? Because when you're tearing yourself apart, so much of that is like so not true. Like when we like put it factually down, it's not true. And like, why are you okay with bullshitting yourself over there? The only difference is because you believe that shit. It's like, okay, key point. You won't start believing good things about yourself until you start bullshitting yourself some about it. You don't have to like blow smoke straight up your skirt. But if you can't find something, that's where your work begins. I would work more on that than I would anything in PNP. Genuinely liking yourself, being able to like really just like yourself and feeling worthy is where weight loss really happens.